For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Thursday was a big night for Shelby County Democrats. The so-called blue wave swept across all areas of local government, from county mayor to sheriff. Political analyst Otis Sanford has been keeping up with the campaigns. We have him now on the phone. Hello, Otis.
Hello, Chris. How are you today?
A little sleep-deprived, but fine.
I'm sleep deprived as well. I was keeping up with a very historic election last night.
Well, let's start locally and then move outward. We knew that Democrats were really challenging Republicans this year. Here's Democrat Lee Harris at his acceptance speech for county mayor last night.
We were organized. We made sure we had the resources to execute. We recruited like crazy. As a result, the Democratic ticket for countywide office and for county commission included some of the most highly credentialed women and men that we have seen in a long time.
Did Democrats pretty much hit all their marks here?
I would say pretty much yes. They had a strong candidate for mayor, a very strong candidate for sheriff. The Democratic Party got itself back together again, and the recipe for all of that was pretty much a sweep in the county almost.
Now, voter turnout was about 27.3%, about the same as 2014. So it doesn't look so much like the number of voters was bigger, but the priorities were. The down-ballot races seem to exemplify that. Did you notice that as well?
Where the county offices are concerned, yes. That, to me, was a sign that Democrats were voting straight party ticket, even though not a lot of them didn't show up either. They showed up more than the Republicans did.
One surprise result was the Republican ballot for governor. The vast majority of the state pulled for moderate businessman Bill Lee from Franklin, Tennessee, also a political newcomer. Shelby County was one of just a handful of counties where staunch conservative Diane Black won the primary by a small margin. Otis, are Shelby County Republicans moving to the right?
Yes, Shelby County Republicans are moving to the right. But I think what happened statewide was too much negative campaigning hurt both Diane Black and Randy Boyd. And voters went looking for somebody else, and they wanted to see an outsider. Bill Lee effectively made the argument that he's an outsider. But I was still shocked that he won in this election. It was a major upset.
Staying out of that very toxic fray, Bill Lee managed to find this kind of middle ground. And similarly, I think Carl Dean also went for the middle ground among Democrats. So are we going to see Carl Dean and Bill Lee really aim for the center in their upcoming governor's race?
Certainly. Dean probably has to do it more so than Bill Lee does, just because of the makeup of statewide voters. But, you know, a lot of people just don't know Bill Lee yet. I think he won this election because people were turned off by the negativity, and they liked the outsider angle, and they just did not like all of that beating up on each other that Randy Boyd and Diane Black did, and they went looking for a third choice, and there was a third choice sitting there.
Thinking ahead now to the November general election, what kind of influence do you see Shelby County and Memphis having in this upcoming political dialogue?
Well, if you noticed last night, I heard part of Carl Dean's acceptance speech. I think he mentioned Memphis at least two or three times. He's going to spend a lot of time in Memphis because he's going to try to turn out a strong number here in Shelby County. Lee is just going to try to court Randy Boyd and Diane Black and Beth Harwell voters, going to try to keep them there. I think the one dynamic that's going to play against this is there's another strong Democrat on the November ticket statewide, and that's Phil Bredesen. He believes strongly that a lot of people who voted in this Republican primary are going to vote for him in November.
Phil Bredesen, conversely, might strategically aim for rural communities to make his appeal there rather than focus on big city issues. Do you think that's true?
Yes, he is going to try to appeal to the rural area. Two of his major issues are the tariff issue and health care. And Marsha Blackburn, who we haven't seen much from, I think she's going to rely heavily on the Donald Trump factor And depending on what happens in Washington and with investigations down the stretch, that might not be somebody to hang your hat on down the stretch. So who knows about that? But, yeah, Phil Bredesen is going to be strong. The votes for Bredesen could translate over to votes for Dean.
That's political analyst Otis Sanford. He'll be breaking down politics for us through November. Thank you, Otis.
Thank you.